Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. If you have read Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John carefully, you know the great respect and reverence Jesus had for the Old Testament. Over and over, he used the Old Testament to outline his mission and work, to respond to his critics, and to demonstrate God's love for fallen men. The apostles and other New Testament preachers imitated our Lord's example in constantly appealing to the Old Testament. Paul called the law holy, and the commandment holy and just and good. Romans 7:12. Paul quoted these words from Psalm 69:9. The reproaches of them that reproach thee fell on me. Then he added, for whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the Scriptures might have hope. Romans 15:3 and 4. There is so much good in the Old Testament, which every New Testament writer acknowledges. But is the Old Testament, any of it, still binding on Christians? Are we obligated to keep the Sabbath, to observe the Passover, to offer animal sacrifices, and to honor the other statutes and commandments of the old law? One of the crucial passages dealing with Christ's relationship to the law of Moses is Matthew 5:17. Will you please listen carefully as I read this verse? Think not that I am come to destroy the law or the prophets. I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill. If Jesus did not come to destroy the law and the prophets, does that mean the law is still binding? The word destroy does not mean to abolish or to abrogate. It means destroy completely. Jesus did abolish the law, but all of its predictions and requirements had to be fulfilled. Scripture cannot be broken, Jesus said, John 10:35. The meaning of verse 17 becomes much plainer when we examine verse 18. For verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law, till all be fulfilled. God's word, according to that verse, will always accomplish the goal for which God gave it. Not one jot or tittle would pass from the law until all was fulfilled. Moffat renders the expression, jot or tittle, not an iota, not a comma. Weymouth renders it, not the smallest letter, not a particle. In other words, every word and every letter had genuine significance in the law of Moses. But a time limit is unquestionably mentioned, until all be fulfilled. The word until is an adverb of time. It sets the limit when the law of Moses would be removed, and that was when all that Moses and the prophets had written had been filled full. Is there any student of the New Testament who questions whether or not Jesus Christ fulfilled the law and the prophets? All which Moses and the prophets said about Jesus and the new covenant has been fulfilled. So the law of Moses has been abrogated. It has been taken out of the way and nailed to the cross. Colossians 2:14. Does that mean that the Sabbath and other Old Testament ordinances no longer apply? Let no man judge you in meat, or in drink, or in respect of a holy day, or of the new moon, or of Sabbath days, which are a shadow of things to come, but the body is of Christ. Colossians 2:16 and 17. There are literally dozens of passages which teach the abolition of the law. But let me mention one more. Did you know that Jesus Christ could not have served as a priest under the law of Moses? Christ is called a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. For the priesthood being changed, there is made also of necessity a change in the law. Hebrews 7:12 through 14. Jesus Christ is our high priest, so the law of Moses cannot be in effect. We thank you for listening, and may God richly bless you.